That's just a note that's tying things up for us. If you recognised Andy from a previous incarnation of Fairball when we were touring around and playing at this wonderful and very welcome room, thank you very much for having us back, Tim, as well, by the way. You may have seen Andy in exactly Tristan's role, because that's how Fairball works. We sort of collect people on the and give them different tasks. For instance, we were in Leeds about a week ago, and Tristan, just met.
This is our new group set.
He turned up for sound check, and he was sort of happened to be admiring a CD that he just bought from HMV in the middle of Leeds. Now, why should this be remarkable? Well, because it was in the window to start with. Secondly, that it's his band. And can we get into HMV? So it's great to be on your tour, Tris.
Will you employ us?
Anyway, we are, or have been, or will continue to be, whichever explanation we word you wish, a band of Fairball Vision. And we've got some songs old and new, and as soon as we start, as soon as we finish. When I say finish, I don't mean end subsequently to completely cease, finalize, stop, ultimate, you know, like 0 degrees. It's not that, it just means the zero. But the sin means that. One! Thank you. There's a song there that tells the tale of the journey of a set of chess pieces from the Isle of Lewis hundreds of years ago to a museum in Edinburgh present day. And a riveting story. And if you've ever seen a picture of the Isle of Lewis chess pieces, when I first saw them, these strange little figures, and the king and queen, I thought especially, looked really fed up. Really fed up.
Surely that's an occupational hazard of royalty.
like they played too many games of chess. You know, they didn't want to play anymore, you know, tired. And so the idea came to me that what happened if, instead of people playing the pieces in the game of chess, the chess pieces started taking over and playing the people to make their way to the museum in Edinburgh, where they don't have to play any more games. They're just behind the glass, resting.
Sounds good.
So this is a song from the Woodmore album, and it's called The Game Pieces.
We are the game pieces, you see what comes to pass. You can bury us in your earth, or place us behind glass. You think we're in the hands of the frightened or the clever. But the game pieces know when the key goes on forever. It came about one night, and this was on the water. Everything was still and still for miles around. Darkness won her day, but other eyes were watching.
Or places behind us. You think we're in the hands.
song of his own devising. That was lifted from an album we made a few years back called The Wooden Wire, and we never actually got around to performing it live before this tour. I think we've been experiencing a bit of that. During the rest of the evening, we're venturing back to refresh some memories of songs which are previously only available on the album. In pity the laser from that. But this is a song also by Chris, and it's from the same album. In fact, we liked it so much we made it the title track. It's called The Wood and the Wire. And if you haven't seen the band before, I should explain that The Wood and the Wire is not a veiled reference to Chris's long standing and very well known interest in fencing sheep. it's this kind of wood and these kind of wires. So, picture, if you will, a snotty nosed school child on its way to school, passing, as it does every day in both directions, a line of shops, a parade of shops. And one of these shops happens to sell musical instruments. It's double fronted. Unfortunately, the child stops on one side of the double frontage, not the other, because the one we're not talking about contains all those sort of ashy things, like crummy bits and brass, you know, trumpets, and heaven forfend, woodwind. Always the jokesters of the orchestra. No, our protagonist is glued to the sort of the attractive stuff. It's the scrapey, bangy, smashy, like these sort of things. And a little seed starts to germinate within the heart and soul of this child. Perhaps one day, a guitar, or a mandolin, or a bouzouki, or a violin, or a bass guitar even, might find some pathway towards the music. And untold vistas of glory would open before the person that told him. Fabulous, broad, sunlit uplands, echoing forward. There's the potential. Perhaps even one day, I'll be well descended. Be careful what you wish for. If we could
wood and
when I pass the road, stop to all these things in the world. You're too strange to the
mind. And God that means with the wood and
his girlfriend back in Ireland, who's very much in love with him, a childhood sweetheart, and known to him a long time, she has to go with her family all the way to America. And they never know if they'll see each other ever again. And the end of the song offers no hope.
Why are we doing it?
There is hope. On the CD version. On XXV, it ends happily. The song is called My Love Is in America.
Yeah.
It was quite fun when we struggled on, but we missed it desperately. And because we had to go through all this rehearsal and extra stress, we decided to do one of those songs that you may not know tonight. Sorry. But if it's any consolation, it's in D.
Well, isn't it, Evan? Actually, Chris, I should point out, because Dave's a bass player, that means it's actually in D major. So look at the F sharps.
And if you have any
difference
to him. So if you're in doubt, just look at Jerry accusing me, because that's what I do most of the time. So if I can keep my teeth in, I'll introduce this next song, which is, contains some really unsound gynecological advice. All you girls, it's called The Widow of Westmoreland's Daughter. Deepest bit.
Fortunes in that order. The first tune is called Step Away from the Bass. The mandolin. The second tune is called Norm. The third tune is called My Gypsy Pal. The fourth tune, Conway's Conway. Collectively, I've decided to call this selection Canny Capers. Why Canny Capers? Well, because if you look at the front of, for instance, the programme that you've bought,
well,
Blue Bike. This season it's Woodworm Records and in association with Canny Concerts. Canny Concerts being the Shaver's Empire. Edited by our very own second Saturday mixing guest with us, I hope. Mr. Rob Ravenor. Rob Ravenor, give him a round of applause. Christine and Luciana, from Morris. So, hi from Morris. And this one. Oh. For Roger, friend of Baroness Strange Orb. Does that make sense to you? Well, I'm not just reading it wrong. What is it? Well, oh, and you wanted. Walk on. Oh, God. Right, okay. Well, I hope that makes sense to somebody. Here's to you, Baroness. I don't know what that
means. We don't bother the way,
Baroness. And have fun. I'm sure you do. that with is, well, a lie down would be nice.
Or perhaps a cover version by Blue.
There's a change of mood is called for at the very least, I think. This is a beautiful song from the Wood and the Wire album, again one of the only performed on this tour, I think, on the night before this tour. This is a song that was co-composition. Chris wrote a load of stuff on that album with a few times a guy called Nigel Stanier. This is the fruits of that collaboration. And it's a beautiful dreamlike song called Don't Leave Too Soon.
Still got songs to sing.
Now, if you're a bass player, at this point, really, you're probably thinking about emptying one vessel or filling them up. So the stuff would be, if you haven't seen it before, is basically we're going to have like an interval, half an hour, so it's a bit of prior and just for you. Or we'd like to, we prefer to call it a merchandising opportunity. let's face it, you can't buy these records and these t-shirts and these CDs and all that paraphernalia and certain programs in the shops, because we tried to sell them to the shops and they won't have them. It's official. Make most of it, and remember that Christmas is just around the corner. So to take us up to the news, we're going to have a song from Scotland. We've never had much luck in north of the border with our British neighbours, which is a shame for me because I'm a bit of a half Haggis muncher myself. It's the surname. But we're doing a song in a blatant attempt to carry further with those semi-Nordic chords. It's written by Robbie Williams himself. But don't worry, it's been anglicised. And it presents a couple of rather, at first sight, contradictory themes within the song. On the one hand, it's straightforward, a vow of love. Boy to his girl. On the other hand, it's a celebration of the slaughter of flying wildlife. Reconcile, discuss. Just a moment. That will be for me. Oh, western wind, when will thou blow the small rain down can rain? And if my we're in my arms, and I in my bed again. But I in my bed again. And I in my bed again. A western wind, a sauntering runs, bring over. It's fine.
existence long. The sky is blue, the fields are new, and shaving green and yellow. Come let us spray our dancing way, and view the charms of nature. The truth is gone, the rustling pond, and every happy creature will gently talk and sweetly walk to a silent shines beauty across my waste and scented breast. Swear I'll
thank you.
Do you count the tragedies we see? The father of confusion and the brother of debate. Do you recall the sister of Rosemary? The doodle bugs were fine, the blitz was sad as high. Rosemary lay sleeping with the sister of her fine. And no one heard the one that hit. The one that blew the lid, but Rosemary came out crying, my sister never did. And you fly high, and your dreams roll in vain. One moment you are singing, the next you cry in vain. High above the heavens, on a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister.
And we fly high, and our dreams grow in vain.
Eric Saunders as a tribute to the late great Stefano Grappelli, one of our favourite jazz violinists, probably the best ever. And Rick and I had the pleasure of meeting Stefan on a couple of occasions, and he was a great violin player and a great drinker. And this is called the Woodworm Swing, and it's, we haven't played this for a long, well, except for about 24 hours. So here's the Woodworm Swing. Take it away, Jess.
It's one that the Morrismen also dance while they sing.
We don't.
We will next year if you promise to come back.
And tonight we're going to do this for John Risby, who has a birthday. Are you here, John?
Yeah.
Yes, John, this is for you. Your birthday today. It's a song called The Happy Man.
Is that you?
Mm-hmm. strings that discovered your mind. Oh, I wouldn't you give for one sign, leaving only the answers you've been meant to find. But the questions
throw away the uniform.
1973 when that song was conceived and committed, as it were, to take, and indeed then after it, to final, I was doing other things. It was Dave Pegg and Dave Sawyer, keeping good ship available to float. But I was off doing other musical things and big macho things like learning how to drive trucks. You've got to diversify, certainly in the 20s.
Which I did.
But I came here and I brought with me some of the experiences I'd had musically and otherwise. And this song crept into the jar through that route. Because in 1973, when Rosie was being written, I was recording a song which was written in another set of 70s, many hundreds before. It's from just down the road, actually. It's from Rottingdean in Sussex. And it's from the, obviously from the Copper family, and I learnt it through Shirley Collins, wonderful lady, who's still associated with that part of the world, and a flower. This song is called Claudie Banks, and it's rather preposterous, but hey, who cares? We're not here to judge on that song. I'm not. Not for me to tell you how to judge them. I'm just an empty vessel resonating with sounds. Sound passes. I'm going to be author to listen. Claudie Banks.
Oh,
We only get National Geographic on that. Small world. Wouldn't want to paint it. So this one sees something. Whistle there. He's set in the Shetlands. A wonderful place to go to, I wish we could. They haven't invited us back for years. Are there any Shetland motors in tonight? Which again, it seems obvious. I didn't know any Shetland motors. Well, I thought it was telling me you'd do this fantastic song like this. John Gary, but it goes like this. Moon.
John Gary was a fighting man in Shetland, so it is told. Thank you.
come to an end, so thereby federal convention should probably continue indefinitely. Certainly have up to now. Not without your support, and thank you to Tunbridge Wells particularly, but all of you, wherever you've come from tonight, thank you very much for keeping Fairport going. Thank you. You guys, we'd be sweeping the streets. We sweep the streets anyway. We just have sweeping the streets to look forward to in the morning when we wake up. Do not these kids, and this is a great gig. And keep it alive, keep it assembly going. Whatever you come and see here, even if it's tag team wrestling. But anyway, we've got very little time left, at least this evening. Pray God. We've got a gig in St Albans tomorrow. But we will be back in the area. We're playing in London on the 23rd. I don't know what the weekend is, do you?
Sunday.
Oh, that's right, Sunday. Avoiding the congestion charge. Yes, we're playing at the Astoria, which is apparently a very dark and sticky floored gay club. Good news. I hope I won't be wearing this shirt. But we will be at the Hastings White Rock, so if you've got any pals down the coast and they've never heard of us, then you want to bring them into the 21st century, then please mention that to them. Thanks very much for listening. Here's a song which has been in the repertoire for, well, since Moses was a boy, really. It's Trad R. Fairport.
Awaken the moon.
And when you die, oh, how many fingers I can see that you are like master's day. And whatever you Lord on the way, yes, my home, he is gone for a far country.
Song